Be'ez Hashem Mizbach, we begin Perek Echad Ve'esim, the 21st Perek in the realms of Hilchas Yisur B, the laws of forbidden relationships, which after we spoke about in general, Arayis, specific, Kahanim, and related halachas, now the Rambam talks about the more general, about distancing oneself from those women that are forbidden to a man, and about illicit thoughts, and in general, laws relating to that of marriage, what's permitted and what's forbidden. So Rambam begins Halacha Alf regarding coming even close to an erva. As the Rambam says, kalabala erva min ha'arayis. If someone comes close to one of the forbidden women for him to have a relationship with, derech ivarim, through the limbs, meaning not through his genital or her genitalia, he doesn't insert the coronum into the vaginal area, rather he just touches her body parts, and he engages in other types of activities, or he embraces or he kisses her in a way of a less lustful way. And he derives pleasure from the physical contact, from the closeness of their flesh. So he gets biblical lashes, because the capital punishment in Karis is only with actual relations, or at least the beginning of that process. But here, where he's engaging in closeness, of physical closeness, here it's just that of lashes. Shnomek says in the Pasuk, "Miyikro levilti asois mechukas hatoeves v'gaimer," not to engage in any of these abominable practices, etc. We have v'nemelik, it says in the Pasuk over there, "Leisikrivu legalis erva," one should not come close to reveal the nakedness. Kalem, what that means to say is, leisikrivu, you shouldn't come close, ledivam hamavi'in, ledigil erva, to things that could bring to the actual forbidden relationship. So it's not just the act of cohabitation that's forbidden, but it's any type of lustful physical engagement that's additionally prohibited too. Now, Halacha Beis says the Rambam, Ha'isa Davi Mechukas Elo, if anyone engages in these types of practices, Harei Chashal Arayis, we really suspect them regarding having had forbidden relationships with an Erev, because again, these things lead to that. And therefore, V'asal Adam is rabbinically forbidden for a person, Likritz B'yadu V'raglov, to motion with his hands, with his feet, Elimayz Be'inov L'achz Marayis, or to allude to with his eyes, to wink to one of the forbidden women that are to him, or Lischukim, or to laugh with her, Lachal Roish, to be lightheaded with her, V'afel Arich B'samshala, even just to smell the perfume that's on her, or L'habit B'yafyo, to gaze at her beauty, Asa, that's forbidden. U'makin L'maskavel D'bazan, we give lashes to someone who intends to do this, Makas Maradis, rabbinic lashes. V'amistakel afel be'etzba ketana shalish, and someone is intently looking at the small finger of a woman, V'niskavel Hans, his intention is to derive pleasure, K'mishin istakel b'mkayim atarv, it's like he's gazing at the woman's genitalia, V'afel ashmoy kol erv, even to hear the voice of the forbidden woman, by liris hour to see her here, asr is forbidden. Now, halacha gimel says the Rambam, dvarm ha'elu asrun b'chayyav lavin, and these things are forbidden even those that are not an erva, which are the chiyav krisis, even those that are only biblically forbidden with that of a negative prohibition. However, mutal is talk about fnep nuya, but a man is permitted to gaze at a single girl's face, ulavadka, and to inspect, Bein Mesula, Bein Be'ula, whether she's a virgin or not a virgin, Kedei She'yir, if he's looking, Im Hina Be'ena Vise'ena, that if she's appropriate in his eyes, that he'll marry her, Bein Mezetzadis, and there's no prohibition. And actually, Beloyed, not only that, says the Rambam, L'Sharolaskin, it's appropriate to do that, that a person should look at the girl, at the woman, if he's going to be pleased with marrying her. But even if one is, let's say, dating, one should not be gazing in a promiscuous way, in a way of to derive pleasure. That the pasuk says in Eiv, "Bris karati le'enoi," a covenant I have made for my eyes. Umoaz boin labasula. Why would I contemplate on a virgin? It's forbidden to gaze for the purposes of pleasure. Now, Allah dalad. However, mutal adam l'habit be'ishta k'she nida. A person is permitted to gaze at his wife when she's a menstruating woman, which although that vava pishe erva, although she's an erva, but by one's wife that's permitted as long as it doesn't look at the concealed parts of her body. Now, Vav Pishish Lehanos Leib Mimenebri, although he derives satisfaction and pleasure when he looks at her, but since he's going to be permitted at a later point in time, the period is only for a short amount of time. In a bowl, Bazel, Devramich, it's not going to come to a stumbling block, which the whole purpose, like we said, of a lot of these activities is that going to bring to something forbidden.
Aval isachik, but he should not laugh. Aval yikol roishim and be lighthead with us. Shemayag leve, that could bring to sin. Where even with one's wife, she's an erva for that time period, and therefore one shouldn't go and engage in practices that are frivolous, which could bring to a forbidden relationship with one's own wife when she's an idol. Now halacha hey, asas lishtamish beisha klal. Further along these lines, it's forbidden to utilize the services of a woman at all. Being a whether she's an adult or a minor, being shivchim and shachares, whether she's a maidservant or whether she's a free woman, shamiyah b'dehira might bring to illicit thoughts if one is engaging a woman for these activities. Now, says the Ram, be'ezah shimashamu, what do we mean that a woman cannot serve a man at all? It means rechitzas panam yodam b'raglav, washing his hands or his feet, and his, or his face, vatzos mitlefondav, or spreading out the bed in front of him, umezikas akris, or pouring a cup for him, shein oisel ishtavram elu, ele ishtavavad, because these things are not done for a man, they're only done by his wife. And therefore these are things that are forbidden types of activities for any woman to do for a different man. And vein shalom mishloim ishaklam, one does not ask about the welfare of a woman at all, even through an agent, it's not appropriate to be inquiring about another woman. Now, Allah Chavav, Hamachabik achas min arayis. Now, if someone embraces one of the forbidden women, which is an erva of him to marry, to engage in relation with, she'en libishol adam nekfeilin, which a person's heart is not banging on them, meaning to say that he's not afraid, which means clapping, his heart is banging, that is, if he's afraid he's going to be doing something inappropriate, he's not afraid of that. Or he kissed one of them. For example, his older sister. He's not having those types of thoughts. Or his aunt, his mother's sister, or things like that, which they're an heir of him. Now, although there's no lust over there, there's no pleasure over there at all. Still says the Rambam, it's very disgraceful. But also, and it's something that's forbidden. And it's the act of fools. Shane Craven ever closes around because we don't come close to an heir at all. To embrace them, to kiss them, whether she's an adult or whether a minor. The one exception is a mother to her son, and a father to his daughter. But all other ones, whether it be an older sister, whether it be that of an aunt, is forbidden. Now, Nalacha Zayin says, Ketzad, how so? What do we say is permitted with a parent and a child? Muta of lechabik bita. A father is permitted to embrace his daughter, lanashka, and to kiss her, but tishna may be kiryu basi, could even sleep to our flesh. Skin to skin with closeness of flesh, so to a mother with her son. As long as they're minors. Now, but once they get older and the son becomes an adult, and the daughter becomes adult, and she matures until her breast develops, and her hair sprouts, which is paraphrasing the pasuk in Yechezkel, then the man should sleep with his clothing, and the woman to sleep with her clothing. Again, whether it be a father and a daughter or a mother with her son. Moreover, let's say the daughter was embarrassed to stand in front of her father undressed. This is when she got married. Or let's say the mother is embarrassed to stand in front of her son undressed. Even though they're minors, they're little children, but if it already reaches a stage where she's embarrassed to be undressed in front of them, then you cannot sleep together with them in the same bed, only if they're in their clothing, in their pajamas, but not in a state of undress. Now, Halacha Ches, the Rambam continues on other inappropriate types of activities relating to arayis, and specifically relating to that of lesbian activities. As the Rambam says, Noshim ha-mesoy lo'la zubazu, women who rub themselves in a sexual way, asr is forbidden. It's actually from the actions of Egypt, the old ancient Egypt that we were warned about. So like it says in the Torah, Yikr, you shouldn't be doing like the actions of the people of Mitzrayim. What would they do? Ish naisi ish, a man would marry a man. Homosexual, v'ish naisi ish, a woman would marry a woman, lesbian. V'ish naisi l'shnei anashim, and a woman would get married to two men. Now, said the Rambam, Avad Bisham says also, although this action, as we said, which women are rubbing each other, is forbidden, we don't give lashes for that. She'en lo lav biyuchah does not have a distinct negative prohibition in the Torah for it. V'arei in sham biyuklan, there is no act of relations here at all. L'fikach ein nesaros lakunim mishum zus, and therefore that would not make her forbidden. If let's say she had engaged in these types of activities, would not become forbidden to a kohen because of being a zayna. V'lei to asa ishal b'ayla b'zad, neither would a woman become forbidden to her husband, where if she engaged with these practices with another woman, she ain't nus. Again, doesn't that qualify for an act of bia to be considered as nus? But verola kaisin makas marad, this is appropriate to give them rabbinic lashes. Since they did do something forbidden. Now, moreover, a man should be particular about his wife from engaging in these types of things. He should prevent those women that are known to engage in types of practices from coming into his wife, to their apartment, and from her going to them, because again, it's highly inappropriate and it's something that's forbidden. Halacha test, the Rambam continues regarding in relationships that are appropriate and inappropriate in the marriage itself. Says the Rambam, Ishta shalod muteres iloi. A person's wife is permitted to him. Lafikach, therefore, meaning unlike all the other eyes, the woman is, his wife is designated for him. Lafikach, kol ha'shadim reitz alas b'ishtei oisa. Whatever a man wants to do with his wife in a intimate way, they can do. Boil b'chalei sheyirtza, they can have relations whenever they want to. U'menashek b'chalei ve'eva sheyirtza, he can kiss any limb of her body that he wants to. Ovala kadarka v'shalei kadarka, he can have relations with her in the natural vaginal way and the unnatural anal way. But Rambam says, as long as he does not spill the seed in vain. Now, vafa pike. But in spite of this, although that's all permitted, midas chasidus, an act of piety, is shlo yokel odem esrei shalkach. A person should not be so lightheaded in these activities. V'shikadosh asmei v'shas tashmei. A person should sanctify himself in the times of marital relations, like we explained in Hilchos Deis, which the laws of appropriate types of behavior. And a person should not stray from the path of the world and its custom. The purpose of these activities is to be fruitful and to multiply, to have children. The pleasure was given to motivate, but as we see, the moment that activity is, the seed has been given over, which is to have children, then the pleasure is gone. And that shows us that that's the purpose, and therefore, although one could do whatever he wants to, as the Ram says, but the Ram himself says, Aminus Chasidus is obviously to use this as an opportunity to sanctify oneself and to create a more refined and more intimate relationship. Halachi Yod, says the Ramam, Asladim Lashamish Mitas L'Aranar. Now, however, it is forbidden to have relations to the light of the candle. It's not appropriate to be doing this in the light. Now, Harisha, it's the Shabbos. What happens? What does one do if, let's say, it's Shabbos, and he doesn't have another house, and there was a candle lit? Says Ram, so then he cannot have marital relations because you can't put out the candle on Shabbos, you have nowhere else to go, and you can't have relations with the lights on. So it's forbidden for a Jewish man to have marital relations during the daytime. Because again, it's brazenness to have it where the light of the sun is shining on them. Now, if he was a Talmudic scholar, he's not going to come to draw after these types of relationships. Then he could go ahead and cloak himself, cover himself with his cloak, and that way creating darkness and have relations that way. But we don't come onto this type of a heter. This lean is the only if it's a time of great need. But if not, one should not have relations during the daytime. And b'derech kedusha, in the way of real sanctity, is l'shamish b'emtza laila, is to have relations in middle of the night. Not the beginning, not the end, but in middle of the night time. Halach yiraf. Ein das chachomim noicha l'mishu marbe b'tashim shemitah. However, it's not the intelligence of the sages is not okay. Is not in agreement to someone that is constantly increasing the cohabitation, the relations that he has. And v'yim motzei etzel ishto ketanglo, that he's always by his wife like a rooster, where he's always looking to have relations. Ufagum hu admoed, and he's considered very deficient. Umeisa burmu, it's an act of the foolish ones. Elokolam amayit b'tashmash, rather, says Ram, the more one diminishes the relations, hariz ha-mashubach, he's better off. Now, for who? However, the Rambam gives an important qualification. Obviously, he cannot stop the amount of times he has an obligation to have marital relations, which is an obligation he has to his wife, unless with his wife's consent. And moreover, says the Rambam, Tikna B'Rishayna, it wasn't originally instituted, Lavali Karoyin, for a person that had a seminal emission, a discharge, that he shouldn't learn Torah until he immersed himself, which Rambam says initially, because ultimately that was subsequently mevutal, that was then nullified. But the whole purpose was to diminish the amount of relationship. A person can say, okay, I'm not going to learn until I go tevel. So okay, he'll skip a night. The whole purpose, you see, is to diminish the amount of tashmish, again, as long as it's midas ishtay. So to the sages said it's forbidden. A person now have relations, and that during marital relations he's thinking about another woman. He shouldn't have relations when he's intoxicated. Not when there's a fight going on. Not when there's hatred. He should not have forced her to have relations and she's afraid of him. Neither should they have relations when one of them is excommunicated. He shouldn't have relations with her when he already made up his mind that he's going to divorce her. The Masakain, if he does any one of these types of relations, the children are not going to be appropriate. Rather, from them, there's the brazen ones, the rebellious and the sinners. These are not things that a person should be doing when he's having relations. It's the highest point of connection and intimacy with his partner.
So to the sages said, any audacious woman, she tevas tashmash amit b'fiyah, that she openly goes and petitions her husband to say, I want to have relations. Or if he seduces a woman for the purposes of marriage. Or let's say his intention was to have relations with his wife Rachel, and then he had relations instead with his wife Leah. Or let's say a woman didn't wait the appropriate 3 months from her first husband, and she got married. Now the new child is doubt what his paternity is. All the children born from these types of unions, they're the rebellious people, they're the sinners. That it's the affliction of the exile that will select and refine them. Because again, these are things that are inappropriate. A person has to have his sole focus on his partner when they're having relations, and that it should be done in a more modest and discreet way. Halach yudalt. So to the asl adam, love al ishtoi, a person is forbidden to have relations with his wife, bashvakim, or rechaybis, in the marketplace, in the streets, or beganis, or bradesim, in the gardens, or in the orchards. It can't be out in the open. Elva beistir, rather, it's supposed to be in a room, shle yiro kezus, that it shouldn't just like look like immoral, promiscuous behavior, and viyagil atzim ledei znos, that will bring them to acts of znos, doing it out in the open in this flamboyant type of a way. Vaboylas ishtoi bim kremesel, and someone does have relations with his wife in these types of places, out in the open, we give him rabbinic lashes. And so if someone does engagement with the act of cohabitation, which is biblically appropriate, but the rabbi said that it's not appropriate, and if someone does kiddushin in the street, or gets engaged without doing the shidduch process, which is about getting engaged, or even the non-halach engagement, about making up to say we're going to get married. So someone doesn't disobey Makkanas and Makkas Mad, rabbinically, the rabbis held that this is, the people are not on that level to do these types of behaviors, and therefore it's inappropriate, and therefore given the lashes of the rebellious people. Halakha Tezvav. Now, Vachsanai, a guest, also Betash Mashmita Shiach's basis, forbidden to have marital relations until he comes back to his house. And a lot of these halachas are all the same idea about being discreet, and about being appropriate, about being modest. As Ram continues regarding the appropriate modesty, it's forbidden for a man to dwell in his father-in-law's house. Because again, it's brazen to be having intimacy there in his father-in-law's house. He shouldn't go with his father-in-law into the bathhouse together. A person shouldn't go into the bathhouse with its father. Neither with his brother-in-law, with his wife's, with his sister's husband. Neither with his student. But now, if he needed his student to assist him, then mutter then is permitted. Now, the yeshba comes to a certain place, that the custom is shleikonsu shnei achim keechel merchaz. Neither the two brothers go in at one time into the bathhouse. Further, ma'alochi yedzayin lo yehalcha b'neis Yisrael peru rish bashuk. The Jewish women should not go with their hair uncovered in the marketplace. Achas panuyev achas ish is, whether you're talking about a single woman or a married woman, which that refers to a widow or divorcee or a woman who had relations, but a virgin is permitted to go out with her hair uncovered. Also, a woman should not go in the marketplace with her son behind her. That's a rabbinic concern, where shem yitfasu b'na, because what might happen is that people might grab her son. She's going to go after her son to get him back. And the wicked people are going to fool around with her, because they grab the son as a way to fool around to molest the woman. So one should not have that type of situation where it's behind her and she's not going to know where it is and going to look after it. If our child's in front of her, she'll know what's going on. The child should not be behind the woman, rather in front of her. Halachi Tchez Ram continues regarding related ideas about spilling seed in vain and about causing oneself to get an erection. Says Ram, Halachi Tchez, Os lo hitzi shech vazer lebatal. It's forbidden to go ahead and emit the seed
from the male organ in waste, in vain. Therefore, a person should not, what the metaphor, the euphemism is, to thresh in the inside, and to winnow on the outside, which is the procedures of grain, but what it means to say is he shouldn't be having relations, and then before he's about to emit seed, to exit, and thus emit the seed outside. So to relatable, it shouldn't marry a minor that's not fit to have children, again, because that's wasting the seed, because she cannot conceive from that. Now, but those that commit adultery with their hand, what it means to say is, that with their own hands they cause themselves to emit seed, so not only is that that it's a great sin, but someone that does this act, he sits in a state of excommunication. And regarding them, the pasuk says in Yeshaya, your hands are full with blood, meaning because he killed the soul, because what he did was these seeds could have conceived a child, which now they went in waste, as if he killed a soul. Damim malayu. Halachi test. V'chein also related is asla adam shiyaksha asma adas. It's forbidden for a person to cause himself to get an erection intentionally. A yovei atzmo the hero to bring himself to lewd, illicit thoughts. Elo, rather says the Rambam, im yovel here, if thoughts do come to a person, yasil libam medever havayim vashchasa, he should remove himself from these vain and destructive thoughts, lidivri Torah, to thoughts of the words of Torah. Shehi, as the Rambam paraphrases the pasuk initially, ayelas ahavim, the beloved hind, v'yalas chein, and arousing favor, that a person should engage his thoughts with Torah, which can help combat him from the thoughts of viznus. The figure, therefore, asl adam lishan al orpoy upon abalam alat, so put him for a person to sleep on his back with his face facing upwards, at until he tilts a little bit to the side, but they shouldn't come to erection, which could happen by laying on one's back. As we said, a person not allowed to cause himself to get an erection, which all related to this idea about wasting seed in vain. Now, so to lay stock of behemoth b'chayiv ha'if, he should not be gazing at an animal, a wild animal, birds, b'shoshim is dak and zachal nekeva, when the species are mating the male with the female. However, mutalim rabi behemoth, it is permitted for those who mate animals for the purposes of the procreation, they can even insert like a tube into an applicator into a tube, which is the male organ into the female area, because they're engaged in their job. They're here, not going to come to illicit thoughts, they're busy doing the work they got to do. It's also forbidden for a person, a man, to gaze at women when they're doing laundry, when they're there on the laundry. And afilas takal bebigdei tzemeshal isha shu makira asa, even to gaze at a woolen garment of a woman that he recognizes, even just as a garment, is asa, is forbidden. Shleiyot, here again, these things are forbidden, they shouldn't come to a forbidden thoughts. Halacha beis, misha poga beisha b'shok, if someone encounters a woman in the street, asa lo halacha kareha, he's not allowed to go after her, behind her. Ella, rather, what should he do is rats umesalkal tzadna la'ayla akhrab. He should run and pass her by on the side, or have her be behind her. Have her behind him. And if someone does go in the street behind a woman, he's a mekalei maariz, is from the lower ones of the ignorant people. And it's forbidden to pass by the entryway of a woman that's a harlot until he distances himself at least a distance of 4 amas. Shlomak says in the pasuk initially, which is talking about the zayin over there, and don't even go close to the opening of her house. Halach of Gimel, related to these halachas, of asla adam she'inu nasa, it's forbidden for a person that's not married, the shloich yodeh b'mavushav, to put his hands by his testicles, shloich of the hear, again, that should not bring him to illicit thoughts. V'fil metachis tibur le'yachnas yodeh, and this is a lower level, but even beneath his navel, beneath his belly, he shouldn't insert his hand in that whole region, shloich of the hear, again, because it might bring to illicit thoughts. V'mishn maim, if he's urinating, le'yachas ba'ama b'yashn, shouldn't hold his male organ and urinate. But if he's married, then mutter, then it is permitted. Now, vein nasa, vein sha'in and nasa, but says Ram, whether a person is married or not, he should not be touching his male organ at all, only if it's a time when he has to use his orifices, when he has to go ahead and urinate. Now, halach of dalad, but the Ram takes this a step higher. Chasidim rishayin magdil chachamim, from the earlier pious ones and from the great sages, hisparachim, one of them glorified himself, that he never gazed at his circumcision, at his male organ. And from them there was someone who glorified himself, that he never gazed at the form of a woman. because his heart, his thoughts, were removed from these vain, empty thoughts, l'divrei emes, to the words of truth, shem oichizos levav hakadoshim, which that's what grabs hold of the hearts of the holy ones, with the thinking words of Torah, and not in things of relating to znus, or other illicit thoughts. Now, halacha of hey, the Rambam continues, regarding with whom it is appropriate for someone to marry. Mitzvah chacham, it's the commandment of the sages. Shiyasi odim banav menaisav samach lebrikim. That a person should marry off his sons and his daughters close to puberty when they're becoming the age of bar mitzvah. Shemiyanichin, because if you leave them any longer, you will desnus. They're going to come to znus, or they hear or to illicit thoughts. That's what Pasuk says in Eiv. Ufakado nafcha. If you check on your abode, bleitech, then you won't sin. You make sure you marry them off. Now it's, however, forbidden to marry off a woman to a minor. So that's like znos, where that discrepancy is highly inappropriate, and it's like an act of znos. Halacha vav. Now, ve'ena ish reshai leisha b'le isha. It's forbidden for a man to dwell alone without being married to a woman. Now, v'lo yisa karo zikena she'enu ruleh. He shouldn't marry a barren woman or elderly woman, which is not fit to have children. Now, however, reshus leisha shleitanos leilom. It is permitted for a woman to never get married, where she doesn't have an obligation to have children, and neither do we have the same concerns as we have with a male. Or she could even marry a eunuch. She can marry someone that can't have children. Now, but v'leisa bachar zakena, a young man should not marry an elderly woman. V'leisa zaken yalda, and an elderly man should not marry a young woman. Again, this brings to ideas of nus. It's not the appropriate types of relationships that are homogenous, and therefore these things could bring to types of nus. Halachav zayin. So too, if someone divorced his wife from being married to him, he should not dwell with his ex-wife in the same courtyard. Again, it can bring to ex-wife's nose, because they're friendly, they obviously were intimate already before. Now, if he was a kohen, which he actually has a biblical prohibition of a grusha, which is even by his own wife, so then he shouldn't even dwell with her in the same alleyway. Now, kfar katan, need to come up in the small village, is like the same mabe, where it's forbidden for them to live in the same village. Now, Hayla Mil, that's like, but let's say she has an outstanding debt alone by him that she has to collect. So he says Shlichel Tavei, she has to make an agent to go and collect. She can't go herself. Now, Ugrusha Shabbat Ima Magarsh Ladin. Now, if the divorce comes with the couple, the ex-couple comes to a court case, Menan Naisim, we excommunicate them. Oymakan Naisim Makas Matas, we give them Binik Lashim, because you don't belong together in the same area. Now, Vim Naskarsh Vim Erisin, but if she was divorced from just being halachically engaged, then Mutrasla Tavei Badin Vladimoy, then she's allowed to go ahead and come to the court case to go ahead and claim from him, and she's allowed to dwell with him in the same area because they were never intimate. But v'mhoya liba gaspa, but if they were very overly friendly, then afman erisin also, then even if they were just engaged and then divorced, even that would be forbidden for them as the laws, as we mentioned before. Now, umin nitcha memnei mi, so we said they can't live in the same courtyard or even the same mother possibly. So who gets pushed away from who? Who has to move away? He nitchas mipanam, she gets rejected from him, she has to move away. But if it was her courtyard, who yidach me put now, then he gets rejected from her, she gets to stay there, and he has to move away. Now, Allah Chavchas, continue on the appropriate and inappropriate relationships and that related to divorce that we just spoke about. Asal Adam Lisa Isha Vidait Lagarsh. It's forbidden for a man to marry a woman with his intention to divorce her. Shulmak says the Pasik in Mishle, Al Tachrish Al Re'echa Ra, don't plot on your friend evil, but he's dwelling confidently with you, where she thinks she's getting married to you and like, wow, this is amazing, and his intention is to ultimately divorce her. Now, but if he notifies her in the beginning that says, we're only going to marry for a short period of time, then mutter then is permitted because, again, she's obviously agreeable to this, and therefore it's not a violation of the pasuk of v'hu yoshev levetach itach. Halacha chavtes. V'lo yisa adam isha b'menina zu. A person should not marry a woman in this country, v'isha b'menina ches, and another woman in another country. Because shemi yirichayam, maybe after a long period of time, what's going to happen is v'nimtza ach noyis achesi, you're going to have a brother marrying his sister, or his mother's sister, or his father's sister, and things like that. But no one's going to know about him, because what's going to happen is that you have over here a whole different family that his father made some other country, and they have no clue that they're related at all. Now, but if he's a great person, he was world-renowned, for some of and his children are well-known, and it's something that's well-publicized, then it's permitted for him to marry two different women in two different countries, because it's going to find out that, oh, you're that person's, who's your, oh, that's Enza the Zayda, and finding out, so therefore that would be permitted. Halacha Lamed. Lo yisa adam isha mimishpachas mitzarama. Man should not marry a woman from a family of lepers, not from a family that have epilepsy. Now, v'hu, what does that mean that the family has this? Shuhuch z'gusholish pam, that it already happened, it's established three times, which made a chazaka, she'yivoy b'nim kach, because that's going to make their children have the same illness as what's in the family. Alocha lamed alf. Isha sh'nisses l'shnei anoshim emesu. A woman married two men, and both of them died. She was widowed twice. So l'shlisha lo tinase, then she should not marry a third man. Because already chazaka, that she, so to speak, kills men. Now, if she did get married, the late taste she doesn't have to leave. Now, Philip and Scotch, the truth is, even if they just get engaged, yichdeis, they could consummate the relationship and get married. Now, b'leisi Yisrael ama'oretz kahenes, Yisrael, that's an ama'oretz, an ignoramus, should not marry a bas kohen. Shezek kamechil lezar shalom, it's like a desecration of profanity of the descendants of Aaron. V'mnasa, and if an ama'oretz does get married to a bas kohen, Amar Chacham, the sage just said, ein zivug ma'il yafa, it's not going to be a shidduch, a partnership, a pairing that's going to work out well. Rather, they're going to die without having children. Or either he or she is going to die speedily. Or it's going to be some type of fight between them. But the Talmud that marries a bas kohen, he says, no, meshubach, that's beautiful and that's praiseworthy. Now you have Torah and kuna in the same place as one. Halach lamed beis. La'yisa adam bas ami aretz. A man should not marry the daughter of an ama aretz. Because if he dies or he has to go out into exile, if he gets, he has to move away. His children are going to be ignoramuses. Because their mother doesn't know the crown of the Torah and the beauty, and she's not going to bring them up in that way. Now, moreover, a person should not marry off his daughter tamaritz. Because whoever gives his daughter over to ignoramus, kemisha kavs in the sana lefneari. It's like he bound her and put her in front of a lion. Which means, mako boil, because ignoramus, he hits his wife, and he has relations, he's not even embarrassed. And the person should always sell whatever he has, and marry the daughter of a Talmudic scholar. Because then if he dies, or if he goes into exile, his children will be Talmudic scholars, because of the mother, who had such a father, who knows what it means, the beauty of living a life of Torah. A person should also marry off his daughter Talmudic scholar, because there's nothing disgraceful, and no disputes and fights in the house of a Talmudic scholar.